Welcome to the Arrowhead Addict Podcast. Please welcome your hosts, Patrick Allen and Matt Verderam.
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? My name is Patrick Allen, and welcome to a special bonus edition of the Arrowhead Addict Podcast. Pretty big surprise for you guys today. We weren't planning on this. We were planning to drop our next episode on Thursday, which we still will, to preview the big game coming up on Monday Night Football next week, Chiefs versus Ravens. We'll get you all ready for that. But today, we had the chance to sit down with Chiefs rookie sensation Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We had some PR folks reach out to us, some good friends of ours, and they delivered Clyde today. So our guy, our video host here at Fansided, Mark Carman. Mark is also the guy who introduces us at the beginning of this podcast, Matt Verderam and myself. Mark got to sit down with Clyde today and ask him a few questions. Really interesting stuff I think you guys will really enjoy. He talked a little bit about what it was like inside the huddle while the Chiefs were trailing the Los Angeles Chargers last weekend. He went into some interesting detail about which NFL players he'd like to swap jerseys with. And really interestingly, towards the end of the interview, Clyde talks a little bit about growing up with and overcoming a pretty bad stutter and speech impediment. And he also talks about why he has two last names on the back of his jersey. It's really, really emotional, really interesting stuff. Think you guys are going to dig it. Clyde's new. We haven't got to hear from him a lot. So this is a really neat opportunity to sit down with him and find out a little bit more about the Chiefs' new, looks like is going to be a really big star for this team moving forward. I'm going to turn things over to Mark in just a minute, but obviously, always have to slide this in. We really need your support, and we need that support in the form of reviews on iTunes. If you like what you hear, if you want to make sure you don't miss other cool interviews and special bonus episodes like this, the best way to do that is to subscribe. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, we're on Google, Stitcher, Amazon Music, pretty much anywhere you can get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe. And on that episode on Thursday, we are going to be taking reader and listener questions from Arrowhead Addict. So if you would like to have your question featured on the show, the best way to do that is to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars, please. And after your written review, pose a question that you'd like to have us answer on the podcast. Matt and I will try to get to as many of those as we can. So jump on in there and we'll throw your Twitter handle in there and we'll tag you on Twitter if you make it into the episode. Okay, that's enough of me. That's not what you're here to listen to today. It's Clyde Edwards-Helaire with Mark Carman. Mark, take it away.
Storming. That's a word onto the NFL scene. Clyde Edwards-Helaire here with, we should start at the top here. You're here on behalf of Tide during a time when hygiene for sure is on the top of most people's minds. Tide Hygienic Clean, the perfect solution to help facilitate the respected jersey swap tradition for Clyde during the game. Why did you want to jump on this opportunity to work with Tide?
Ultimately, a lot of NFL players like myself, we were excited when we found out that that we were going to be able to swap jerseys this year. That was the biggest thing with COVID-19. So I'm thrilled that Tide Hygienic Clean is able to make this game day tradition stay alive. This is something that I've been wanting to do and been scrolling on Twitter since, you know, beginning of high school, seeing a lot of NFL guys, you know, swap jerseys and being able to swap jerseys with some of the guys that I've you know, either always wanted to meet or play against. So this is all still a cool deal, and I'm very appreciative, Tide, for the gesture.
Give me your number one jersey swap desire.
My number one jersey swap desire was Darren Sproles. So he ended up not playing this year.
Right.
I wanted to get that one done. But my next one in high school, I was a big Ezekiel Elliott fan, so I'm gonna try to get Ezekiel Elliott. My next up would probably be, I would say Patrick Queen. I'm just gonna have to go with Patrick Queen since that'll be my next jersey swap this upcoming Monday.
I thought you were gonna say Patrick Mahomes. Can you ask your own teammate for a jersey swap, or is that not Is that not cool, I guess?
I guess it might not be cool. I've never seen anybody do it.
I mean, but that's a big time guy right there.
Oh yeah, big time guy. But my locker's not too far from him, and he hands me the ball. So, you know, at least I get that advantage.
Did you, in your mind at all, have the Chiefs as a place you wanted to go to coming into the draft?
Nah, I didn't. You know, watching them win the Super Bowl, and you know, you feel like they had Damian at the end of the Super Bowl do his thing, and I mean, I was just really open to whatever was going on. I mean, I watched them win the Super Bowl. I watched San Fran win play against them, and I never really had a favorite NFL team or was just big on, you know, just longing for somewhere to go. Ultimately, I wanted the opportunity to play in a National Football League, and whoever was going to call my name, I just knew I was going to, they were taking a chance with me, and I was going to give them my all. So I'm in Kansas City, Missouri.
I mean, that's a whole lot different than in college where you knew you wanted to go to LSU. Let me get to the Tigers in a second here, but I'm just curious because it's a weird thing, right? Damian opts out from playing, and this is a new teammate. You're never, you know, you always want to be a good teammate and not be like rooting for things like that. But then you had to know right then, like, okay, my opportunity just got a little bit greater. It had to be an interesting moment for you to realize, okay, there's a lot more in front of me than I originally thought.
Oh yeah, it was an interesting, you know, couple of days as far as how it went down. But ultimately, you just felt. What was kind of happening and what was going to happen. So I just, I dialed in, tried to dial in even more than what I was. I wanted to do everything right. Understanding that, yeah, I'm still a rookie, but I need to be able to, all the things that I've learned in my past from LSU and just in life, put all those things up front and handle my business and come in and become the starting running back for the Kansas City Chiefs and do my job.
Did you surprise yourself week one?
No, sir. I didn't surprise myself at all.
I mean, that's a big time play though. I mean, you come in, it's week one. I just got in the NFL and sweet, I'm a first round pick, but you're leading the NFL in rushing after week one. You didn't have that on the mirror at home saying this is my goal after week one, did you?
That one wasn't written on written on the mirror. But if ultimately with the things that's written on the mirror, if that was one of the things that kind of fell into it, then I was willing to take it full speed ahead and roll with it. So that's just one of those things, and still preparing to do more.
Yeah, for sure. What's it like being in the huddle with Patrick Mahomes when you guys are down 17-6 on the road? What was going on there?
Everybody's still calm, still composed. Pat's still calm, still composed. And we're telling each other, you know, one play at a time. And you can't, you know, score one touchdown and then expect to have the lead at that moment. So we knew we had to put some drives together. And ultimately, if you don't put one drive together, then the next one doesn't even count. So we were just focusing on the next play.
Yeah. How are him and Joe Burrow similar?
Composure. Two guys who've been in some, you know, pressure moments, and they know that they are the guys, and they know that they have to make a play. They always seem like they're just chilling in the huddle or just during the game, just the way they carry themselves, the way they make calls, the way they see things in pressure moments is something. I'm grateful for the fact that I was able to be around two guys like that and to be on teams with both of them. So I would say that's the similarities.
Yeah. Have you seen either of those guys get on teammates who maybe weren't doing things exactly right?
Yeah, I've seen them get on teammates, but it's ultimate. It's never like a get on as far as a down talk. It's always a get on as far as an uplift, if that makes sense. So it's never negative. You can put it like that.
Sure, for sure. You're trying to lift guys up, lift the team up. I get it. How good can Joe Burrow be in your mind?
As good as Joe Burrow wants. He's one of those guys who can put something in his head and do it. And that's that. Like, it's just plain and simple as that. Joe's one of those guys. It's once everybody can catch Joe's wave, then it's forever flowing. And that's one of those things that Joe brings.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire with us here working with Tide for a couple more minutes. We appreciate the time. All right, two things. I think more and more people are obviously going to be learning about your story and the reason why you have two names on the back of your jersey, your biological dad being in prison and now out, and Helaire coming in too, and it's so emotional for both of them. And I'm wondering what it's been like. Who called you first after, you know, your first game in the NFL? And it's really just a phenomenal story how you've honoring both of your dad, so to speak.
Yeah, man, it's all just crazy. It's all super emotional. It's, you know, being able to just, you know, send them a picture and they have, you know, their names on back of an NFL jersey, something that they, you know, didn't even think was possible. And, you know, to just do that and display it in the way that I am, I feel like the only thing that I can do is just honor both of them and the things that I do. So I just try to do everything right and show that, you know, that I was, you know, born to a great person and ultimately, you know, raised by a great person also. And that's pretty much is what I want to show. Great men can, it doesn't always have to be a battle or people being against each other. You know, people can come together at the end of the day and have something positive to look at and look forward to.
They're high-fiving each other watching you, right?
Exactly.
Did you get picked on, Clyde, when you were growing up? Like, hey, your dad's in prison, like that type of stuff?
No, I didn't get picked on about that. I actually had a bad stuttering problem. I used to stutter horribly to the point where I used to, you know, hit on my leg and hit on my hip and everything to try to get words out. I was I had a bad speech impediment. Really didn't start talking fluent until I'd say like sophomore year of high school. So that was what I was picked on for.
Yeah, I'm up against the clock here. I think I got to let you go, but let me just ask you one last question. How'd you get through that, Clyde? Super interesting.
I kid you not. One day I kind of just was kind of just talking normal. I guess something just clicked. I just had to slow down. Or the biggest thing, I had like this. I had an interview after like an NUC football camp, and that was my first time not actually like stuttering during like just talking to somebody normally. My first interview ever after winning some like little MVP award at a camp. So that was the first time.
Hey, Clyde, I can't wait to talk to you more. Congrats on your success. Keep it rolling, working with Tide today. And hey, have a lot of fun out there, all right?
All righty. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
It is my pleasure.